Welcome to Dealer Driven, where the rubber meets the road to success. This episode is brought to you by Mobility Global, formerly S&P Global Mobility. They've got a new name, but they're still home to the brand's automotive trusts, Carfax, Polk, MarketScan, and Automotive Mastermind. Meet them at mobilityglobal.com.
Welcome to Dealer Driven. I'm Michael Hayes.
And I'm Cameron Wilson. Today, we're looking ahead at the technologies that are reshaping automotive retail. Artificial intelligence is dominating the conversation, but the real story goes beyond chatbots and automation. Dealers are being asked to navigate a rapidly changing landscape of emerging technologies, evolving customer expectations, and new ways of doing business.
Joining us today, Steve Greenfield, CEO and founder of Automotive Ventures, an early stage venture capital fund focused on automotive technology. Steve works closely with entrepreneurs, investors, and industry leaders to identify the innovations that are most likely to transform the automotive ecosystem. And you should all be logging into his newsletter because he keeps you up to date on everything that he's doing every week on Monday morning.
Today, we'll discuss the next wave of AI, the technologies that could reshape the car buying journey, and what dealers can do today to remain competitive in an increasingly digital future.
Let's get started.
Steve, welcome to the show. We're so happy to have you.
Cameron, Michael, it's great to be here, and I'm really excited to have this conversation today.
Well, thanks again, Steve, for taking time. You know, when you look beyond first-generation AI, however we define first-generation AI, what are the most misunderstood technology shifts that you think are happening in automotive right now?
Yeah, I think dealers are struggling a little bit, right? Because they're seeing the news, whatever your news outlet of choice is, a lot of progress. You look at OpenAI and Anthropic with Claude and people using Claude to do amazing things in other industries. And then they're looking at, you know, automotive and saying, there's a lot of promises by vendors, but I'm not quite feeling it yet. Now, the other end of that is you talk to some dealer principals and they're actually finding cost efficiencies and productivity gains, et cetera, and doing an amazing things with lead handling, for example, augmenting the intelligence of BDC folks, et cetera. But I think in auto, maybe we've had a little bit of overpromise and underdeliver. So we need to catch up, but it's okay. You know, sometimes automotive technology isn't exactly bleeding edge compared to other industries. So the promise is there, and we're starting to see, fits and starts. But I think that you have to realize the full potential of what we're seeing elsewhere outside of automotive.
So, Steve, I'm sure this has happened in more than this instance, but did you see the recent news story about a Canadian dealer's chatbot overquoting a trade by $7,000? I'm wondering, how can a dealer protect from a mistake like this?
Well, one is, it always makes me smile because it's the same thing that we're seeing with autonomous vehicles, that there's like zero tolerance if, for example, it runs over an animal, yet, you know, human drivers run over animals all day long and hit deers, et cetera. But the first time a Waymo hits a deer, we're going to shut down the Waymo program. So I do think that there's probably different tolerance. Like, how often does some Greenpeace salesperson misquote a car, either a price or a trade, and like, oh, it's a fiasco and it's a big problem with it. The general manager needs to step in and unwind the deal. I'm sure that happens like every single day at every single dealer across America. But when AI does it, it's a different standard overall. But having said that, we definitely need to set up guardrails around these things to make sure that it's not misstating or overstating or overpromising. We've seen evidence of this over the last couple of years where, you know, it'll quote a consumer to buy a car for a dollar. And consumers can figure out how to game the system and trick the things as well. So I think this is just natural growing pains, but I would hope that we can encourage folks to not apply a different standard to your AI chatbot than the humans that are mining the phones of the dealerships as well.
I can pretty much count on one hand, Steve, the dealers that have never made a $7,000 mistake before, okay?
Right.
It's a great point to think about it that way. You know, really progressive dealers are diving into these technologies, as you said. But when do you think things like predictive orchestration, autonomous service scheduling, you know, fully autonomous, or AI-powered negotiation agents will actually become mainstream, however we define mainstream?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of like the typical technology adoption curve where you've got your early adopters. And Michael, I'm sure that you see this at 20 groups. You've got, you know, one person in the room that's all in. They're encouraging employees to use Claude and, you know, tying that into CRMs and DMS or whatever it might be. But a lot of dealers are, you know, necessarily, they've seen this movie before And they necessarily weren't the early adopters of the internet, of lead handling systems, of CRMs, et cetera. And I think that's prudent. I think dealers can kind of sit and drag their feet a little bit. They don't need to be bleeding edge, right? And take the arrows or whatever, mixing my metaphors here. Listen to other dealers. Listen to folks like you, Michael, who are out on the circuit meeting dealers and understanding what best practices actually are. Paying attention at your NADA 20 group to see, you know, what other dealers are using creatively within, you know, the solution set that's offered out there or building homegrown. And I think inevitably all the technologies you mentioned, Michael, will happen. Dealers will be the net beneficiaries of all those technologies. But I think the good thing about auto is we can wait to see what the tech vendors in this space are able to solution and build on behalf of dealers. You don't necessarily have to stay up at night worrying that you're not like an early adopter of some of these technologies.
So apart from overquoting trades, what are the biggest mistakes dealers and OEMs are making when trying to adopt emerging technologies, either too quickly or possibly too slowly?
I see it as like equally defense and offense. From a defense standpoint, clearly you have to make sure that your employees aren't uploading sensitive information. Clearly, if your AI is interacting with consumers, make sure that it is not misquoting other trades. You know, the FTC is going to be aware if you are misrepresenting the incentives that a consumer is eligible for, where the price matches other outlets, et cetera. So I think these things we have to, from a defensive standpoint, be very sensitive to. You should have your legal department involved with these things and really lean on vendors to make sure that they're taking some of the risk. They're sharing some of the risk. If they're providing you with an AI engine that's interfacing with consumers to make sure these things aren't misstating your value proposition, price, et cetera. And then on the more aggressive side, on the offense side, is making sure that you are comfortable with, you know, how quickly you're adopting these new technologies, knowing that in some cases, they aren't going to be ready for prime time. And if you're very conservative and you worry and these things are going to keep you up at night, then like I said, you can wait to see what other dealers are doing, what innovations are coming out from some of the vendors, et cetera, and wait till these things are bulletproof before you start adopting. Many dealers like to be early adopters of technology, and I think that's great. And right now, you have the option of building homegrown tools, effectively encouraging your employees to play around with OpenAI or Claude or whatever it might be to see if, you know, we can stand up some solutions that might benefit them and you know, automate mundane repetitive tasks, et cetera. But I do think that for dealers, wherever you are on that spectrum, whether you're a bleeding edge early adopter or you say like, I'm going to wait for these things. I mean, you can fit yourself into this and try to figure out where you sit across that spectrum. And I think it's okay either way.
So when you're thinking about that, and it's going to the car buyer journey particularly, because that's obviously an area that we think our industry could do better to make it less, you know, more frictionless, I guess, as the case is. So what do you think as far as changes that are going to happen more quickly, you know, to go move AI from just being an assistant to more decision support, making the retail experience maybe a little bit more hybrid than it is now? Which ones do you think will get adopted quickly and customers will be happy about this and not concerned?
I would hold these two ideas in your head at the same time, which is, you know, consumers' expectations are being raised across every vertical. Like you think of the experience Amazon provides, whether it's with one click to buy, you know, real-time delivery the same day, whether it's generous return policies, et cetera. You see folks out there like Carvana, for example, trying to emulate some of these other product categories and bring them into automotive. And, you know, Carvana now is selling, you know, Stellantis products in some markets across the U.S. So, you know, dealers are feeling this real time in terms of like this Carvana threat. But then I think that at the same time, we know data shows that, you know, the vast predominance, 95% plus of all transactions take place in the dealership. You know, it's a very important considered purchase with a lot of moving parts, and consumers only do this very infrequently. And there's emotional ties, right? They want to get excited by the test drive and the negotiation and ultimately driving away that baby that they're going to own for 4 or 8 years. So I think the good thing is dealers have to keep both of these things in mind, right? That consumers are expecting to get more information upfront from their web search, from their dealer website interactions, et cetera, be it, you know, a trade value that the dealer will stand behind, be it transparency around pricing. But knowing that That consumer, in almost every single case, is going to want to come into your dealership, interact with your salesperson, you know, figure out whether or not they want to service that car over the life of the car in your service bays. So there's a great opportunity to blend both of these ideas, right? You need to up your game and pay attention to, you know, where, if and as consumers' expectations are being set across different verticals, even outside of automotive, and think about how you want to represent your brand to an increasingly digitally savvy consumer. But also know that at some point, they're going to break away from that online search and come into your dealership, and they're going to interact with your folks, right? So I think that keeping those things in mind, no time soon are we going to get to a majority of transactions that are fully online. That ship has sailed and it's not happening. But I think that, you know, knowing that consumers are doing more of their shopping online and they're being calibrated by these experiences they're getting elsewhere is healthy to keep in mind. So being very sensitive to what that digital presence is that you've got and making sure that it seamlessly transitions to your in-showroom experience.
So do you think then that the along those lines that the buyer's agent that does all of the negotiating and everything else is one of those areas that might be a little overhyped? Is it just good for research, but are they actually going to let an agent, is someone going to let an agent as a consumer in your mind, let him do the whole deal for me? I just walk in and sign and pick it up.
Yeah, so I would qualify that, and I'm going to straddle this, Michael, but I would say that a little bit of each, right? I do expect that some percentage of the lead forms that are submitted are going to be AI bots, and you may not even know it. Mm-hmm. On a chat, you may be thinking that you're communicating with a human, but it's actually OpenAI or whatever my AI bot is that I've sent in to, you know, get a price or negotiate on my behalf online. I think, you know, how that manifests in the showroom will be that consumers will be using ChatGPT probably to listen to the conversation, whether the salesperson is aware of it or not. And we've already heard just anecdotally, and I'm sure, Michael, you've heard of this, not a lot, but some consumers are taking a photograph of the deal jacket and then uploading it into ChatGPT before they sign. Now, I don't expect that right now ChatGPT does a very good job. But if I'm a dealer, I would just occasionally mimic that and monitor like how good it gets, because I expect over time they will get better. And you might find some consumers want to use their chatbot on their phone to validate, you know, that they're getting a good deal before they actually sign the deal. And, you know, shame on dealers if they aren't trying to anticipate that this might happen and get ahead of it, because if it gives good advice to the consumer or bad advice, you had better be prepared.
Well, I think some dealers are actually doing that now, but they're doing it strictly from a compliance point of view. Is everything signed?
Right.
Do I have the right stuff done, you know, rather than is it a good deal or not? So.
This episode is brought to you by Mobility Global, formerly S&P Global Mobility. They've got a new name, but they're still home to the brand's automotive trusts, Carfax, Polk, MarketScan, and Automotive Mastermind. Meet them at mobilityglobal.com.
Steve, I feel like this leads right into our next question. How important is first-party data strategy for dealers right now? And what should dealers be doing differently over this next year to ensure that they truly own the customer relationship?
Yeah. So, I mean, you can see what's happening with Google, and Google is effectively disrupting themselves, right? There, a year and a half, 2 years ago, there's a big fear that OpenAI was going to disrupt Google. More of the traffic was going to go to OpenAI. And Google comes out with their AI overviews, which now almost in every single search is their AI answer at the top of the page. Well, interestingly enough, 50% of the time, consumers get to that and they don't click on any links. So whereas the dealer used to think about SEO and optimization or paid search, now 50% of the time, the consumer reads that AI overview and never goes any further, right? So whether a consumer now is using ChatGPT, which is increasingly the case, to ask which dealer should I buy from or which car I should buy, dealers had better be mystery shopping themselves. Going to Google, going to Claude, going to OpenAI, and asking what would in the past be search terms that we would look for in Google into these AI engines and see what the answers are. Because in some cases, you might be pleasantly surprised that you show up. In some cases, we don't want dealers to be shocked that suddenly I'm not showing up in these search results. And then you're going to have to track the breadcrumb trail to figure out you know, where are these AI bots sourcing information from? And luckily enough, they usually provide links right within that AI block. So you can click on them and see where they're sourcing. And wherever they're sourcing information from, you're not going to be able to control how they're sourcing data, but you can definitely, like we've done with SEO in the past, make sure that we're representing ourselves in the right channels to show up in these AI overviews or on ChatGPT. Because, you know, inevitably, more and more of the search results are going to be AI driven. I think that's a given now. And you'd better stay ahead of it. Hopefully, whoever is your provider of SEO today is already optimizing your first party data for these sources. But it's going to be very important that you ensure that your dealer is represented correctly and your inventory and pricing is represented correctly. So whether it's on a third party marketplace or whether it's within an AI chatbot result, you'd better like continue to mystery shop yourself to make sure you're showing up most favorably within these AI results.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned about like Google maybe outworking itself there. Thinking about that, I think we're all waiting to see how they're going to monetize this because let's face it, Google Ads are a very important part of their revenue and see how that works along those lines. So thinking about other things, you know, you're in touch with all kinds of companies all the time and thinking about that. Any under the radar startups or technologies you believe might surprise the industry in the next 12 months or so?
Well, let's stay with AI because I think that's where, you know, dealers are more interested in seeing what technology will emerge. And I'll mention a couple of companies that we've invested in. You know, Auto Trainer listens to the conversation in the F&I office with the consumer's permission and transcribes it like any of us would on a Zoom call, and then scores that F&I manager around two composite scores. One is an operation score, which the dealer can set those parameters, right? Most dealers say, I want the F&I manager to present all the products to all consumers at all times, but whatever you know you want them to say or not say can be scored. And then maybe more importantly is a compliance score. Is that F&I manager saying everything they need to remain in compliance? Or are they saying anything that might be questionable from a compliance standpoint? And you know, it gives a GM or the owner perfect visibility into the quality and quantity of those conversations in the F&I office. And I think inevitably we're going to find consumers are going to be recording calls for their AI agent, like we said earlier, and dealers with the consumer's permission are going to be able to record conversations. And you know, I think there's good value there. The second one I'll mention is another company we invested in, which has a similar product offering, but it's for call recording. So there's always been, you know, call recording companies where you can mystery shop or listen in on calls, but PromptPath, which is a company we invested in, is literally listen to every call, inbound and outbound, for exactly the same kind of qualitative and quantitative metrics. Like, is there anything being said on those calls that provides undue risk from a compliance standpoint? Are my employees saying everything they're supposed to be saying? And is there perfect fidelity, which there often isn't, between the conversations that go on the call and actually what gets logged into the CRM? So I think that there are a number of companies today that are helping dealers automate phone calls, both inbound and outbound, and doing that with AI agents. I think there'll be all kinds of these new AI companies that really help augment the productivity and the intelligence of employees, help dealers sleep better at night, that from a compliance standpoint, they've got no flanks that are exposed. But also just like, you know, if there are best practices that a dealer is hoping that each of their employees embodies every day, just to be able to be sure that all of those best practices are being communicated at all times. And when they aren't, provide a coaching opportunity to really quickly, you know, provide each and every employee with the opportunity to improve, which should raise the tide for all employees, meaning you're getting a better consumer experience every single time consistently across every employee that has a consumer touch point.
So a coach at a reduced cost, maybe. Okay, there we go.
I was going to say our regulatory team, I'm sure, will be thrilled to learn more about the compliance opportunities with AI. That's definitely new to me. So, Steve, if I can ask you to get out your crystal ball and do a little predicting for us, as we look out even further, let's say 2 years out, what single shift do you think will most fundamentally change how consumers interact with vehicles and how dealerships do business?
Yeah, I think that, you know, consumers are going to continue to have richer information about vehicles to be able to make a decision when they're considering multiple vehicles and have recommendations, probably powered by AI, to help them more efficiently figure out which cars to consider, but winnow those down to the exact car that they want. And then I do think, like Michael said earlier, don't be surprised when we've got AI agents that are reaching out to dealers to negotiate. Like typically now, any negotiation that goes online is either through chat or email or phone calls. But, you know, very quickly here, consumers are going to have pretty good negotiators in their pocket. And dealers are going to have to be prepared for this, right? I think there's always been this benefit that dealers have had where they know that the consumer only, you know, has to negotiate a car every 4 years. Whereas a salesperson who's trained is doing this every single day, multiple times a day. Well, I think the playing field is going to get leveled pretty quickly. I think for a dealer who gets ahead of that, they're going to be able to think through, okay, well, if this is true, and many times, you know, my salespeople are going to be negotiating with some AI agent, then how do I make sure they're better equipped to be prepared for this? I think if anything, it may shorten the amount of time that consumers are shopping, and it may remove friction from both sides of the equation. But I think the dealers that embrace this technology, well, one, they embrace the fact that this change is going to happen, and then embrace their ways of working to make sure that they're prepared for this. I think there's probably a meeting of the minds that's going to be able to happen that is going to be able to shorten the shopping process, bring consumers in a better way, increase CSI overall. But I think that dealers that are left behind may be feeling at a disadvantage when these effectively, you know, professional negotiators in our pocket, the average consumer is armed to be a better negotiator than they have been in the past.
Okay, Steve. If you're advising a dealer or a dealer group today, what is one piece of advice you are going to give them to stay competitive over the next year?
So I would almost recommend you forget the word AI. I think that if you are a bleeding edge dealer and you want to provide, you know, Claude or OpenAI subscriptions to all of your employees and let them tinker away, having known the risk of that, then go for it. But I think for most dealers, they don't have the bandwidth to be able to kind of train the average employee. You're going to have to rely on your vendors. So I would say this, like, it's common sense, but, you know, figure out which metrics you want to move. And that might be, you know, increasing the dollars per RO, increasing the conversion rate of inbound leads to a higher percentage of sales, whatever it might be. And then lean pretty heavily on your vendors to make sure that they're helping you achieve those metrics. It doesn't really matter if they're doing that with AI or they're not. You should be sort of indifferent to whether AI is powering those metrics in terms of if they're improving or not. But over time, your vendors should feel pressure to help you move the metrics that matter, select a couple of metrics that matter. And then, like I said, who cares if these new solutions that your vendors are bringing out are AI powered or not? It doesn't really matter. I imagine most of them will be. But really, at the end of the day, what we want is dealers to become more profitable by moving the metrics, the big levers in their business. And dealers should be fairly impartial whether or not those metrics are being moved by vendors that are embracing AI changes or not, as long as the metrics are moving overall.
That's a great tip. Wow. Well, Steve, I can't thank you enough for joining us today. Thank you.
No problem at all. It's been a pleasure being here and happy to connect with any dealers that have dialed in for today's conversation.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have for today's episode. A big thank you to Steve Greenfield for joining us to share how you can be ready for the next wave of automotive technology and AI. I'm Michael Hayes.
And I'm Cameron Wilson. This has been Dealer Driven from NADA. Keep your dealership in drive, and we'll see you next time.